I'd like to take a moment, a few moments of your time, read for you from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, down to verse 9. Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, down to verse 9. I want to talk just for a little bit of time about the subject of hope. And 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning with verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to His abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept back by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials. That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls." And we're looking for and grasping for help. We have so many folks that are battling so many different things, and you and I are battling them too. We feel like things are bleak. We feel like they're very dim. We're in some of the stages of what's going on, and you know, to some it doesn't seem like it's ever going to get any better. My friends, hope is what we cling to even more. Hope is in many ways what keeps us going, what keeps us working, and is something to look forward to. We have been awakened to a living hope. That living hope is through Jesus Christ. This hope that we're talking about, we are being set apart from sin and instead being joined to God. Hope of eternal life. We're going to face various trials as we work toward that hope. As we face the trials, and we overcome them, we've seen many times throughout history, throughout our personal history probably for many of us, when things have gotten bleak and very dim, we have seen people come through, become stronger individuals. We've seen the good that so many has shown. Hope was a driving force. Though I am in a dark valley right now, I have hope to be able to help me overcome and get through these times. That same hope is available for you. As we overcome these, we see we become stronger, more galvanized, stronger than before. We don't want to go down the same path. We learn. We try to grow from those things. We're talking about the hope in this lesson right now. Is a hope in Jesus Christ. We grow stronger in Christ when we cling to that hope and we get through these various trials and still keep hope alive within us. Our faith increases. As we read there in 1 Peter chapter 1, though we may not see the Lord with our physical eyes, we long for the hope that is building in us to see Christ here in the future. It brings us joy. It unites us. It encourages us. What must I do to have that living hope within me? I want you to first of all think with me that in Matthew chapter 13 verse 9, we got to hear. Matthew 13, 9, Jesus says, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear." I got to be willing to hear. And I got to be able to be willing to believe in what I'm hearing through the gospel message. In Acts chapter 8, verse 37, Philip, a man that was facing some different things, a man that was encountering this Ethiopian eunuch, this Ethiopian eunuch says, "What do I need to do to be saved?" That's where Philip says, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." We've got to be able to be willing to believe. That's Acts chapter 8, verse 37. Upon hearing and believing, we've got to be willing to repent. We've got to make those changes in our life to turn from sin and turn to God. In Acts chapter 17, and verse 30. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. "Truly, these times of ignorance God has overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." There are things that we have done we may have regretted. Sometimes we say, well, we have made ignorant choices. But we have a loving God and Father who is overlooking some of those ignorant choices, but commands us to repent, to turn from sin and turn to Him. Based upon all these things, we have to confess that Jesus Christ is Son, and confess our belief. In Philippians chapter 2 and verse 11, again, that's Philippians chapter 2, verse 11, it says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Every tongue should confess Jesus is Lord, confessing our belief. And if we're willing to do those things, you can be baptized for the remission of your sins. In Mark chapter 16 and verse 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. "He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned." Again, as we see, if we are willing to believe, we're willing to repent, confess, we can be baptized, we can be saved. And have that living hope instilled in us. And we're willing to do those things. We also read in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 10 that we are still to be obedient to God after baptism. We repent of our sins. We make changes necessary in our life. We still have to uphold those things to God. Revelation chapter 2 verse 10, "Do not fear any of those things that you're about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested. And you have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." Going along with our lesson, some words of encouragement. That yes, we're going to face various trials, but when we overcome, we become stronger. And as we become stronger, we prepare ourselves for the crown of life, eternal life with God. I hope this message of hope brings some assurance, brings some comfort to you. And if you need to respond to the invitation of the Lord, we are ready to assist you at any and every opportunity. You can come visit us at 386 North Edgewood Drive, Norwalk, Ohio. 44857 is our zip code. We'll be glad to have you join with us. Currently, we are making some changes in our scheduled times. You can follow us and see those times. And if we need to make any changes, we'll be making changes. And we'll be keeping everyone informed of that here in the near future. If you need to email me, you can email me at danielpreaches@yahoo.com. And I'll be glad to help you and assist you in any manner. We can be able to sit down, have some studies together, be able to talk more about this hope and help you respond to the invitation. Or maybe if you are not close to us geographically, we'll be glad to help you. You can still message me, and we can be able to arrange things to be able to get a brother or sister that is closer to you to be able to help you in your studies. And I can try to help you in any way possible, as I want you to be able to work towards that hope with him, that living hope. And if I can assist you, let me know. I love you all. God bless. Take care. And we'll be talking to you soon.